Well, I'd like to have guests from the official opposition to the NDP to join us here on the Trending 55 Hot Seat. We're pleased to be joined on the line right now by David Shepherd, the NDP's health critic and also the MLA for Edmonton City Centre. I guess, first of all, David, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Always a pleasure, Kyle.
All right. Well, the main thing we wanted to discuss today is about the insulin pump therapy program. The UCP government a little while ago announced some plans to make some changes to that program, which could likely lead to some more costs on people who have to use the services of that program. Why don't you take us through kind of what the situation is now with that?
Sure thing. So there's about 4,000 Albertans who rely on an insulin pump to keep their type 1 diabetes in check. So this is revolutionary technology for them. It gives them much more freedom in life, frees them from having to give themselves multiple shots of insulin a day, keeps them much more stable, so their life is better. They have less need of emergency care in the healthcare system. So it's a win for everybody. But the government came in and sort of said, hey, we're going to change that program in 3 months. And, you know, you're going to go to either a government insurance program or a private insurance program, and the government will no longer cover the cost of your insulin pump. Now, the problem was they couldn't provide any detail. So folks are asking, okay, well, how much more is it going to cost me? No answer. How is this going to work in terms of supplies I need? No answers. So the government is making a profound change on something that is so essential for people's health and not able to provide any detail at all. So, of course, people were very concerned. There was a lot of pushback from the diabetic community, and so the government backed down. And they said, well, okay, well, you know, obviously people are upset. Okay, well, I'll tell you what, we'll sit down, we'll consult before we make any changes. Well, so far there's been one consultation. They held a telephone town hall. About, I believe, around 300 folks of that 4,000 were able to attend, but they were incredibly frustrated because they came to ask questions and be able to talk about their concerns, and instead they just had a couple of bureaucrats who just sat and explained the program that the government had intended to implement in the first place. That's simply not consultation. That's not listening. So folks in the diabetic community are very concerned that, in fact, the government doesn't intend to actually listen to them, but sort of stall for a while and then just push through the plan they had already. And that could make it difficult for some of these folks to be able to access the technology that they need to keep themselves healthy.
And certainly diabetes is one of those conditions where, okay, it's not great, but, you know, if you play your cards right, you can, you know, you'll live a normal life, and this is obviously insulin pumps are one of those things that people need, you know. With these kind of changes to the program, you know, if people can't, you have the financial methods of, you know, accessing, you know, some of these insulin pumps out there, how much could this sort of affect things when it comes to, you know, the health system and, you know, kind of some complications, if you will, that this could lead to?
Well, absolutely, right? Again, this is key technology for these folks to be able to keep their health stable. And this is like parents with young children as well. And I've talked with some of these folks, and they shared how, you know, their child, they were making multiple trips to the emergency room to have to get care because they were trying to keep their child's insulin stable. And so having an insulin pump has taken that away, so that removes a burden from the healthcare system, that removes those additional costs from those emergency room visits, not to mention the incredible stress for that family and their child and the impacts, the risk to their health.
And certainly you mentioned, you know, kind of the point there where, you know, there are some children with this type 1 diabetes. You know, I remember growing up, I had some friends of mine who had that. And so with these, you know, kind of changes the province is looking at here, you know, with, you know, children with diabetes, you know, mom and dad are all of a sudden put in a precarious situation. So, you know, how much can this sort of impact families with who have a child with diabetes?
Oh, it's a huge impact. You know, we've had parents share about the fact that having an insulin pump means that their child is able to go to school without worry, that they're able then to go to work while their child is at school rather than having to worry about their child's health, having to worry about coming back and giving shots. Because, again, if the child does not have the insulin pump, they require that support throughout the day. And teachers, are we asking them to provide that care? Are we asking others to step in? And we don't have those supports in the education system. So, frankly, this is something that has a mass benefit to the families, the people that are living with type 1 diabetes, and everybody else around them. But yet we have this government doing what they do so often, is try to save a few dollars while creating a lot of chaos and anxiety for other folks. And that's really not, I think, what we should be expecting government to do.
Certainly, one thing we've talked about before is, kind of the strains on the healthcare system. We've obviously the pandemic sort of highlighted some things. We've seen doctor shortages, and especially in a lot of rural communities. Obviously, there's been a lot of discussion over the last week or so about ambulance coverage and 911, those kinds of things. So when you add in this insulin pump and some of the changes they're looking at with here, how much more strain could this have on the healthcare system if the province ultimately goes through with this?
Well, that's an excellent point, Kyle. It demonstrates just how boneheaded this move was, particularly in this current circumstance. Now, the government, through their choices in the pandemic, through their attacks on healthcare workers and physicians in particular, they've created this chaos in the healthcare system. We don't have enough people to handle the capacity of what's going on, so we have huge lineups outside of ERs, people waiting hours and hours for service, massive wait times for EMS, people not able to find a family doctor. And on top of this, then, they want to disrupt the stability of the health of people with type 1 diabetes, and as I said, that will drive more of them to the emergency room. Some of these folks aren't able to get a family doctor because the UCP has chased their doctor out of the province. So then they also have to turn to the emergency room. Perhaps they have to call an ambulance to get a child there in the case of a crisis. So that is creating even more strain at a time when we have a crisis like we have never seen in our healthcare system before. So it's unfortunate that, again, this government seems to want to just continue to pursue chaos in order to save a few dollars at a time when they are on track for billions and billions of dollars of surplus. It just makes no sense that the government would want to put this burden on Alberta.
And finally, whenever we have guests join us here, the Trending 55 Hansi, we always like to throw in a personal question, kind of show, hey, these politicians are people too. Of course, we are coming up on summertime here in the province. A lot of people may be going out to explore different areas. Now, you yourself, of course, the MLA for Edmonton City Centre. What are some, interesting things in your ride coming up in the next little bit that people might be interested to check out if they're down there?
Absolutely. So we're really excited this year. Edmonton is known as a festival city, and a lot of those festivals happen right here in downtown Edmonton. And of course, for the last couple of years, a lot of them haven't been able to happen. So of course, right now we've got some celebrations for Pride Month. There's going to be a great event coming up downtown for that in the next week or two. We have, of course, Kerry West is one of my favorite festivals where Edmonton's Caribbean communities come together. They have the big parade downtown. They have the mass band costume. I was at the launch for that, saw some of the previews of the costumes. It's going to be absolutely beautiful. They'll be celebrating down at Churchill Square. There'll be live music, Caribbean food trucks, lots of great stuff. That'll be happening in early August. We've got the Works Art and Design Festival and a lot of other great things that are going to be coming through. So it's going to be a great summer.
Well, I certainly hope it's a great summer here as well. The NDP Health Critic, David Shepherd, thanks for joining us here today.
My pleasure. Thank you.